Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:10 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It is Memorial Day, a day when we remember those who paid everything to protect our freedom, our ability to do everything from eat nachos to play sports to, you know, watch television or to serve our fellow man in a soup kitchen or by giving to charity or whatever, all the different things that we do with our lives, including enforce the law. Sheriff Bob Johnson is one of those people. He is the sheriff of Santa Rosa County. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Let's just kind of, because it is Memorial Day, let's start there. Anything you want to say, any comment? You know, obviously, you're pretty closely connected, having formerly been in the Air Force and, you know, now being in law enforcement, and you see this stuff up close and personal about the lives lost or sacrificed or put at risk to protect us.
Yeah, you know, they say when you go into the military, you write a blank check up to your life. So, everybody who serves takes a risk, and it's a calling. It's not a job for a lot of people, and you have to respect that. And definitely praying for all the families out there who have lost a loved one in the military. It's a tough holiday for them.
It absolutely is. And that's why I think we should take time to make sure and, you know, talk to people and comfort them. I had talked last hour, I think it was, about, you know, the sacrifice, the risk, the trade that military folks, you know, are willing to make or often do actually have to make. You were in the military when you were serving. Yeah. What was your why? Like, what was your, I'm putting my life at risk for blank. What was your blank?
Yeah, well, my dad was in the military for 30 years, so he instilled that sense of service in me. And for me, it was a no-brainer. When I turned legal age, actually, I signed up before 18 and delayed enlistment. And when I turned 18, I went in. But it was just to serve the country. The country has given me so much, and I wanted to pay it back, basically. So I did 4 years active and 8 reserve and enjoyed 90% of it. Obviously, there's some things about it that you don't like, but I just felt the need to serve and give back to a country that's given me so much.
Oh, amen to that. Stories that we've had in the last week or two. I guess we had this. It's just a weird story. A worker at a Taco Bell decides to spit in somebody else's nachos, and they figure it out and realize it. And you can't do that, right? You just can't do that.
Yeah, you can't. And, you know, it never ceases to amaze me, the stupidity of some people. I mean, just when you think you've seen the dumbest thing ever, somebody comes along and breaks a record. It's just hateful. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's, and as you have seen so many times, it's over the dumbest of things. People get their feelings hurt, or you talk to my man, or, you know, whatever. Like, it's just, it's unbelievable, the level of... my wife and I, we were driving home yesterday, and we happened to pass some woman who was very, very aggressively talking on the phone in what I cannot describe as having been positive ways. And I thought,
right,
you just look like a buffoon. You look like an idiot. But people get wrapped up in their moment, and they can't stop themselves, right?
Correct. And that's the thing. You know, my jail's pretty much full. And I'll tell you, most of the people in there have anger control issues. And, you know, it's sad that grown-ups can't control their emotions better. But, my jail is full of people like that.
Yeah, no, I understand. We had an incident on the Navarre Causeway. It was a car, a truck, an SUV. I wasn't quite clear, but wound up in the water on the side. Accident? What happened here?
Yeah, no, it was a young lady who was having... some issues, and she wanted to kill herself, and luckily for her, there were some good Samaritans out there that actually got her out of the vehicle, and then we responded, of course, and took appropriate actions. But she just drove off on purpose. She said she wanted to end her life, and like I said, fortunately, we had some good Samaritans out there who helped her.
Well, thank goodness somebody was there to save her from herself, because, you know, man, that's awful. We also had an a teenager who was riding, a 17-year-old who was riding an electric scooter, injured with a truck in Navarre. I think this is yesterday. It's in the last couple of days anyway.
Yeah, and you know, I'll tell you this. These electric scooters are popping up everywhere. I mean, I've seen so many in the last probably 6 months. It's just growing exponentially. And you can get up to some good speeds on these things. I mean, they're not as, you know, they're not a motorcycle, but you can get up to 25, 30 miles an hour on these things, and you can be killed hitting something at 30 miles an hour. It can kill you. And so I would say this to everybody out there who has one, or parents who have kids riding them. You have to have helmets, and you have to pay attention, because you can get killed on these things.
Yeah, I know, as both a bicyclist and as a motorist, I see them all the time, and they terrify me, honestly, because they're so fast. And, you know, they're fun, no doubt about it. They're fun, but, you know, fun carries a risk, right? We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson, Center of the Sheriff Bob Johnson. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to report to you. I-10, I-110, even Highway 90, 98 are all looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, I don't know if your agency was involved in this at all, so please feel free to tell me that you weren't, if you weren't. But we had these two sisters who were found guilty of multiple charges related to filing bogus tax returns and embezzlement to the tune of about $800,000. It was in Pensacola and in Milton. Were you guys involved in this case at all?
No, I think that was FDLE.
Okay, fair enough. And I know PPD was involved in it, but I wasn't sure because it was partially in Santa Rosa County back to 2016 all the way up to 2021 for like a decade or so it took on. And then the last thing I was going to ask you about is, and I know you may not know anything about it because it's Okaloosa County, but we had a group of ranger instructors who were on their way to the Billy Bowlegs events, allowed, warranted, you know, like they were going to use machine guns at this event to, you know, simulate the taking capture of Billy Bowlegs. Apparently on the way, from the video, they stopped off along the way. They shot their weapons off at Crab Island with blanks, but that scared some people, and there had been no warning, and there had been no, you know, procedure around that. And they have now, all 18 of them, been decertified as instructors, I suppose, pending the outcome of the investigation by the Army. But it led me to the question, which I just don't know the answer to, is, you know, sometimes boaters carry weapons, carry guns for self-defense. But I don't know what the rules are. I know if somebody's attacking me and I'm in danger, or somebody's in danger, I can defend myself. But can I just shoot a shotgun at the water? Is there a rule? Like, I assume as long as I'm not endangering somebody, what is the law?
Yeah, and I can't say specifically. I don't know all the Fish and Wildlife regulations, but I'll tell you this. If you're out in the Gulf of Mexico and there's nobody within miles of you and you shoot a gun off, I don't think it's a violation of law. I mean, if you endanger anyone else's life, obviously that's a problem.
Right.
But other than that, I don't know that it would be illegal.
I mean, I'm not necessarily in the habit of taking my pistol out on the boat to just shoot randomly at the water, but also I was curious, is that lawful or not? You know, I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I think as long as you don't endanger anybody else, I don't know what the charge would be. I mean,
okay, all right. Well, I'm curious to get more details if there are any, because I don't know. But that's why I wanted to ask you, Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Again, Sheriff, as always, thank you for your time. Thank you for your service, and thank you for joining us on Memorial Day. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. Take care.
You bet. 818 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. By the way, it is a reminder that even while most people have the day off, law enforcement, doctors, nurses, waiters and waitresses, and the occasional talk show host are still working, you know, because not everybody has off for Memorial Day. And I appreciate the law enforcement, particularly, especially on a day where there's a lot of people out there doing a lot of things. And, you know, we certainly need the help. 437-1620. If you are thinking about buying or selling a new vehicle, or buying or selling a used vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality used cars for you. And I say sell because I know we talk about them as a place to buy, but they also need inventory. You know, they are always looking for good quality used cars, cars that are the kind of cars they sell, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, the kind of car that they'll be comfortable warrantying to 100,000 miles or 10 years. So if you want to sell your car easily, you know, go to them and they'll offer you a price for it in about 15 minutes. If you think you can get a better price than that, they'll do consignment sell, right? Where they don't just buy it from you, but where they sell it for a certain price. And if they get that, you know, they'll give you, you know, the money. That's not the issue. So there's no charge for that, no like fee for that, but just it might take a little bit longer, obviously. But the point is that they can help you sell a car. They're always willing to buy good cars from you. Frontier Motors, buying and selling good quality used cars, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
Ain't Too Proud is a celebration that brings the audience to its feet.
Ain't too proud to bear. Ain't too darling.
The Grammy-winning songs. The Tony-winning moves.
Ain't too proud to prove.
Ain't too proud. The life and times of the Temptations. June 4th and 5th, Pensacola Sanger Theater. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's spring at Anderson Subaru, the perfect time to refresh your ride. With 3.9% for 63 months on 2025 Subaru Outback models, or get 3.9% for 48 months on 2025 Forester models and 2025 Crosstrek models. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you, Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Smells like a Bengay factory around here.
But Sergeant, we are all wearing the same shirt.
Same as me.
822. How long has it been since you saw Heartbreak Ridge?
Oh, it's been years.
Oh, such a good movie.
Did you just watch it?
No, it's been a couple years. But, you know, I've been grabbing clips for a while, and that was one of my favorite movies. I always liked that one quite a bit. Swede, Swede, Swede. All right, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, Sean, Diddy Combs' federal trial on racketeering and sex trafficking charges continues this week, but legal experts say prosecutors haven't proven their case yet. Rapper Kid Cudi testified last week that Combs may have been involved in a car bombing in 2012. Prosecutors say that may support their racketeering charge, but testimony from Combs' ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, has not definitively shown she was forced into non-consensual acts, and that trial moving into its third week. This coming week. The bodies of five skiers were discovered Saturday on a glacier in Switzerland. Two climbers apparently spotted abandoned skis on the Rimfischhorn summit. Rescuers say they were able to locate the victims on the Adler Glacier using aerial searches. Authorities are still working to formally identify those victims. And dozens of couples apparently got married in Las Vegas over the weekend. They wanted to get married on a palindrome date.
The date 52525 is a palindrome, meaning the numbers are the same read forwards and backwards. The Bliss Wedding Chapel alone says it had more than 30 weddings on Sunday, not including walk-ins. This month is rare in that it has 10 straight palindrome dates. The trend started on May 20th and continues through May 29th. I'm Daniel Martindale.
It's not that rare. I mean, yes, but like last year in April, you also had 10 in a row, 4-2-blank-2-4. I mean,
right.
He's not. I mean, yeah, it's a little unusual. We're in the palindrome season right now. You can go palindrome hunting, And then
palindrome hunting?
On the 29th will be your last chance. Yeah, and then it won't
make
be
sure
true
you
anymore.
Get your proper license.
Well, in Florida,
don't
right.
Wanna, don't want to
sure
violate
you don't
any regulations.
Don't exceed your catch limit. David Wayne, thanks so much for the update. 824 on News Radio 92.3. No, the 525 is kind of a cool one just because it's only the two. But, yeah, today is 526 and tomorrow is 527, 25, you know. Okay, all right, we'll move on.
I just wanted to say hut-hut, that's all.
Omaha. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Andrew, why you gotta always nitpick and disagree and be have we not met? I mean...
Wait, we haven't?
You know what my mom would say about that if she were still alive? She would say, he comes by it honestly.
He probably does.
Family of redheads and...
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You come by it honestly. That's for sure. All right. Hey, if you are thinking about... Oh, speaking of nitpicking, somebody... I appreciate this. I'm not disagreeing. I like this. Michael texts in when we were talking about how we didn't have the day off today, right? And we have to work. And like, well, you did have an hour off this morning. You got to come in an hour late. Okay, no, fair.
True.
That's just, yeah, he's right.
You got us.
You did. You got it. You're right. We got a 25% holiday. 437-1620 if you're thinking about buying or selling a home and you want good advice or you want somebody who can get the job done all the way through closing, because that's what you want, right? You don't want like 80% of a deal is not anything. That's just a foul ball, you know? Like that doesn't count for anything. So you want to get all the way through to closing. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they sell 165 homes last year, 175 homes a year before that. When times were a little bit easier, over 200 a year, they were just cooking, okay? Three and a half, four a week. And the reason I mention that is because real estate is like anything else. If you do it a bunch, you learn how to do it well. You know, and that's part of what lets you do it a bunch. But also, it's sort of self-reinforcing that the more frequently you do that, you gain skill, you gain experience. You can solve problems. You can even preemptively avoid the problems because you know what things are likely to lead to problems later. Like, that whole process has lots of landmines, and you want somebody skilled to help you get all the way through to the end. That's her and her team, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 786-3996. If you've got questions or are thinking about buying or selling, give her a call today. Let's see. What else do we have going on? I don't want to do that one. I don't want to do that one. I don't want to. Oh, all right. Soul-crushing news. Here we go. You ready? It's not, but you'll understand why I say it that way. I love these health headlines. The key. This is actually a headline from Fortune.com, and it worked. It got me to click on the article. The key to a long life is avoiding the poisonous five P's, says one of the world's top anti-aging experts. No. Which P's do I need to avoid? Because I'm not a big fan of P's. Sweet P's are okay. Regular P's are nasty. Longo is the guy's name. What was the first name? Valter? V-A-L-T-E-R. Like Walter with a V. Valter. But he doesn't high jump. Longo was born and raised in Italy, and he points out today almost nobody in Italy eats the Mediterranean diet. Italy's youth are facing obesity because of what Longo calls the poisonous five P's. You want to take a stab, John? What are the poisonous five P's that this Italian's worried about?
I have no earthly clue.
Name
pizza.
A, that's one.
Oh.
Keep
pasta?
Going. That's two.
Holy moly.
Yep. What's the word for bread in Italian or Spanish or French?
What's, sourdough?
The
Panera?
There you go, pan. Oh. Right, yeah. Variations, but pan. That's right. Well done. See, you figured it out. And then these are little white things you grow in the ground, but sometimes you turn them into mashed.
Potatoes?
There you go. That's your fourth one. And then the fifth one is a little bit out of category because it's more of a category, not a specific, but... Ham and chicken and fish and beef are all examples of
pork.
Pork is also an example of proteins. Okay, good. You 4 out of 5, 3 out of 5. Anyway.
And that's all I eat, so I guess I'm not gonna be
whole diet.
I'm like, oh
so
boy.
The five poisonous peas are pizza, pasta, protein, potatoes, and bread. But it's a pea pan for bread. Brother, listen. If giving up pizza, pasta, protein, potatoes, and bread got me to live to 130, let me die young.
I can't give up my potatoes.
I need to eat, you know, and you can cut down portion size. You know, you can intermittent fast. You can do some things, but don't tell me to not eat pizza. I mean, why bother living? I mean, well, you, their recommendation on the website, I'm not going to give you the website. On the website, you can have sweet and sour sardines.
Really?
Stuffed artichokes. Oh, that's good. Cabbage patties.
Like the Cabbage Patch Kids? I mean, cabbage patties.
I can't believe it's still vegetables. Yeah. Onions and walnut sauce. Are you?
What?
Come on. I'm not eating cabbage patties drizzled in onions and walnut sauce.
Sweet and sour sardines.
Oh, gross. Give me a pizza. Just, you know, you don't need to even put the sardines on it. So, yeah. I see these things, and I think mostly what these advice bits are supposed to make you do is just kind of feel guilty you're not willing to try harder to live longer and be miserable. I'd just be happy and a little bit fat now. It's fine.
Foster, after new intensified attacks on Ukraine, President Trump says Russia's President Putin has gone absolutely crazy.
The tough words come a week after Trump and Putin had a two-hour phone call when the Russian president supposedly agreed to immediately start ceasefire negotiations with Ukraine. But then Moscow launched several large aerial attacks over the weekend, including over 350 drone strikes on Ukrainian cities last night.
Fox's Rebecca Castor. It's a push in Hong Kong for universities to recruit foreign students, now banned by the Trump administration, from attending Harvard University over accusations of communist Chinese influence, anti-Semitism, and non-compliance with White House demands.
We want a list of those foreign students, and we'll find out whether or not they're okay. Many will be okay, I assume. And I assume with Harvard, many will be bad.
The president with reporters in New Jersey before heading back to D.C. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 81 degrees in Pensacola. Today we remember those who gave all in service to our nation. Several Memorial Day ceremonies have been held this weekend. The annual Pensacola Memorial Day ceremony held yesterday at Veterans Memorial Park. Several people spoke, including retired Navy captain and Pensacola City Manager Tim Kinsella, who previously led NAS Pensacola. He gave a keynote address. This year, five new names were added to the Pensacola Veterans Wall. Hundreds of motorcyclists made a trip to Pensacola for that ceremony as well, many from the Vietnam Legacy Vets Motorcycle Club. The Pensacola Jeeps organization also participated in their convoy. In Milton, the high school's NJROTC cadets celebrated the occasion by placing wreaths on gravesites at the Milton Cemetery. Escambia County investigators looking into a drive-by shooting that was reported Saturday. It was reported about 4 a.m. on Devane Street. Officials say the gunfire was targeted at a camper trailer. Nobody was hurt. A search for suspects is ongoing. The sheriff's office asking anybody with information to contact them. Also, a suspect taken to the hospital after a deputy-involved shooting yesterday. The sheriff's office says the deputy had responded to the university town plaza on Plantation Road for a trespassing call where they were notified of a disturbance and several gunshots at the nearby 850 Fusion. The deputy was investigating. Officials say he was confronted by an armed suspect. The deputy fired towards the suspect. However, it's unknown whether their injuries were from those gunshots or the previously reported shots. The deputy was not injured. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement is investigating the incident. A 61-year-old man's been arrested for DUI after a crash in Santa Rosa County left a 16-year-old boy seriously injured on Saturday. Authorities say Arthur Belton veered into the teen's lane on State Road 399 near the Navarre Beach Causeway Bridge, leading to a head-on collision. That teen, driving a Chevrolet pickup, was transported to a local trauma center with serious injuries. Belton is being held in the Santa Rosa County Jail on $2,500 bond. A Pensacola man is facing injured after a crash with two ambulances and his SUV on Saturday. This happened on Blue Angel Parkway near Longleaf Drive. FHP says the two Escambia County ambulances were headed west on Blue Angel. They approached some stopped traffic. The first ambulance and the SUV did stop. The second ambulance didn't see the stopped traffic and rear-ended the SUV, which pushed the SUV into the rear of that first ambulance. The SUV and the ambulance, one ambulance, were disabled due to the accident. The SUV driver was taken to a hospital for evaluation. No other injuries were reported. A Navarre teenager injured after an accident between his electric scooter and a pickup truck. That happened on Saturday afternoon. Officials say the 17-year-old was riding the e-scooter and didn't stop at a stop sign. That led to a collision with the pickup truck at Frankfurt Street and Hemlock Drive. FHP says the teen was airlifted to Sacred Heart. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Still rolling accident-free right now. Not seeing any delays on I-10, I-110, Highway 29, 9 Mile. Our normal spots are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And right now, looking at our weather forecast, expect some isolated to scattered rain chances throughout your Memorial Day. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s, maybe up into the low 90s. And that'll last through about midweek. Some more rain chances continuing through the week as well into next weekend. And if you're headed to the beach today, the risk of rip currents is low to moderate yellow flags. At the last report, it is 81 degrees and sunny right now. Our next news is at 9. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our market report this morning from Your Money Now.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. AAA says a record 45.1 million people are expected to travel between Thursday, May 22nd, and today, Monday, May 26th, breaking the 2005 holiday weekend record of 44 million travelers. Of those travelers, more than 38 million are expected to hit the road. Gas Buddy says motorists can expect to spend an average of $3.08 per gallon of regular gas. Apple has raised the amount of money people can get off their next iPhone in China by trading in their old device. The move signals Apple's desire to spur more sales in China, where it has faced falling market share and declining sales amid tougher competition from Xiaomi and Huawei. According to a recent Northwestern Mutual study, 40% of Gen Zers expect to spend more on travel in 2025 than in 2024, while outpacing other generations. According to Berkshire Hathaway's 2025 State of Travel Insurance Report, Gen Z's annual travel spending went up by about 20% from 2023 to 2024. That's Your Money Now.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
John, question of the day. Thank you, Commissioner Parker, for wrapping it up. Question of the day. Do you like using online selling services? Like, if you've got a used thing to sell, how do you like to sell it? You know, are you a traditional garage sale person? Are you, God, Craigslist? I assume they still exist. you know, Facebook Marketplace is the most common one nowadays, right? Do you like using any of these services? There was a really awful story about you know, a guy meeting up for a Facebook Marketplace sale and gets beat up recently pretty badly. That's not a good story. Maybe you don't want to meet him in the Bristol Park. Maybe there are better alternatives. I suppose it depends on what you're selling. Anyway, John, are you a user of any of these? If you have to sell, if you have something used to sell, how do you sell it?
eBay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I forgot about eBay. Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
That way, I don't have to meet, and we can ship, and we can just.
But you do have to go to the shipping. You have to go to the post office or go to UPS
That's
or something
safer
to ship
than,
it.
You know.
Okay. All right, and you get a wider audience.
You do. Yeah. A bigger audience.
For sure. Do you bid or do you buy it now? Do you do bid price or buy it now?
Bidding, yes.
Yeah, I'm a buy it now. I'd rather set it for buy it now because I know what I want. They
well,
can
you
pay
also
it.
Can offer them. So.
No, I mean like when you're selling.
Oh, when you're okay. Yeah, no. Buy it now prices.
Yeah, okay, same thing. Meg, who scooted in here on a Memorial Day and just to be in time. If you got to sell something used, what's your way?
Well, you know, I did it on Facebook and some other things until I had a bad experience.
Oh, okay.
Where I had somebody that wanted to buy a sofa of mine came, and then it got really scary.
Oh, okay.
So I had to call the police, all that kind of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. So ever since then, which was, gosh, good, you know, 10 years ago, I stopped doing it.
Yeah.
So now I'll do like a yard sale or a little garage sale, that kind of thing, or let people know I'm selling something just privately.
Yeah.
But I don't do public anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
Just a safety thing, but
we do,
it's just scary.
My wife is a long user. She does on eBay a lot. And I've done some eBay stuff. And she has a big Facebook Marketplace. Loves doing Facebook Marketplace. She is a big fan of the, pick the item up. Like, what do you call it? Pick it up now, drop it. I forget what she calls it because she does it more and I don't really do it. But, you know, where they just take the item and they put the money under the doormat.
Mm.
So you don't have to interact. We do interact sometimes. I mean, you can't sell. Like, we sold an old, my son who moved out his mattress set, we sold that for like $25 just because she didn't want to put it in the landfill, you know, and if you can carry it, you can have it.
Well, you may want to do that at your place of business, not at your home.
Because yeah, that's
kind
what
of,
they say.
That's
but
kind of what happened to me is that the person had my address and then they didn't stop coming by.
Of course, I also have the I also have the opinion that, you know, I carry. You know, if somebody shows up to my house and they're buying something, I have a gun. If you're going to cause problems, we're going to find out real fast. I mean, I'm not looking for it, but I'm prepared for it. And, you know, I'd rather have them come to my house when I'm prepared than your house when you're not, you know, so.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. Not always.
Okay.
Life has some risk in it. 842 on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, porch pickup. Thank you. That's the term for porch pickup. 437-1620. What is your preferred way to sell something? eBay has been fine to me. I've had a good experience. Surprised I forgot about it. It's been so long since I used
them.
Since I had to sell something that way. But Facebook Marketplace. What I think is weird is I have friends who are addict on Facebook Marketplace.
Addicted.
You're always looking on Facebook Marketplace. And buying, selling, all of it. But buying especially, it's like they're always, you know, some people scroll their Instagram. Some people scroll their Facebook. They're scrolling on Facebook Marketplace just all the time. And I go when I'm looking for a thing.
Yeah,
you know,
I have a tendency
need
to nowadays in terms of selling, or I tend to donate more.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I tend to find that usually what I have is not going to give me that much money anyway.
It's not
so
worth
really,
it.
Yeah, not really. I'd rather donate.
But I just think it's interesting that, granted, a bad experience will make it hard for you to do it again.
Oh, I won't.
But like you see these horror stories on the news, and okay, that's fine. But I just know, you know, we've had dozens and dozens and dozens, probably 100. I was asking her, I was like, how many things do you think you've sold? And she said about 100.
Wow.
And, you know, really no incident. And the honor system, COVID. COVID brought the porch pickup because you didn't want to interact with people. And
sure.
So they just, you know, stick it under the doormat. No big deal.
It's great when it works.
It is. And like I said, so far it's, you know, it's ironic in a period where there's been more porch pirates, the porch pickup and the honor on Facebook Marketplace has been, in our experience, been very, very good. 437-1620. Somebody says Craigslist and Facebook is what they like. Somebody says, let's see, Michael says, I do Marketplace and then I'll meet at the Walmart near the house to exchange under cameras. Yeah, I totally understand that. I just also know it's a pain. And we have security cameras too. But I just, it's a lot to then, and let's be honest, there are a lot of flakes. There are a lot of, oh yeah, I'll be there. It literally had one the other day where she was selling something, and they're like, "All right, I'm picking. I got the truck. You know, I'm on my way." Like they had to get a truck, and like they never showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Like what? What universe do you inhabit?
You're where, just opening yourself up to a lot of weirdos, I think.
I don't know. I mean, we work in radio. I think weirdos don't bother me at all.
Yeah.
And honestly, I've met so many super sweet people. You know, you don't meet that many of them anyway, but, you know, the ones I have met have been, you know, fantastic, frankly. All right, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives at 8:45. John?
That's right. No, we're on time. There's no accidents to report to you right now.
Did you just clutch pearls at me?
I just clutched your
buttons on your polo.
Wow, I'm proud of you. Our boy's growing up. Okay, no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98, all of them are looking good right now. Not seeing any delays. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, if you have to buy something, that's the other half of this equation. If you're buying something, Facebook Marketplace,
eBay.
You know, eBay, same for you, mm-hmm. John. Garage sales, thrift stores.
He's looking at me. Garage sales, maybe thrift stores, okay, sometimes. But typically I'll go to more legit sites to buy from.
Okay, all right. I like a garage sale, except they're so often disappointing.
Some days it's really fun in the fall. That's my favorite time to garage sale.
When there's certain neighborhoods have their neighborhood sale.
I love those. Those are
fun. There's one on Woodbine every year, mm-hmm. and there's a couple, like Nine
those
Milestone
fun,
has one. Yeah, so
you can always find a treasure if you look hard enough.
Yeah, that's true. And the problem is...
But I ain't got time for all that now.
It's fun. It's hunting. It's fun.
Okay.
What do you have time for? Flight simulator?
Yes, and I'm trading that time. Trading my time for that.
Somebody says my daughter sells on Facebook and pickup is always at a Publix. Oh, okay. All right. I can see it. Yeah, I mean, that's what the police officers recommend. And, you know, I have a lot of those friends, so that's fine. 8:46 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
You spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You're invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's the brother and sister country music duo and Pensacola's very own Pearl and Rafe. Pearl brings the glitter, Rafe brings the grit, and together they bring the party wherever they go. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with Pearl and Rafe. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
That was just us connecting to the tower for the broadcast. 8:49 here on News Radio 92.
You laugh, but it's true. You laugh, but it's true.
I in my brain, what I love imagining is, you know, I play some clip from some movie, and then I'm thinking, you know, the 25-year-old's never seen this movie, most likely, and so it's, you know, you got to be 40-plus. And I play a sound like that, and I'm just wondering in my head, how many people under 30 even know what that sound is?
Right. That's probably a scary thought.
Yeah, they don't have any idea. And that's fine. You know, that's fine. Look at the beneficiaries of advancing technology.
I knew it right away.
Of course, right. Intimate sound. Okay, so the city of Madera police department had an interesting post on, when was this? Wednesday, I think it was. And the picture here is of a police officer getting in his car and somebody else is in front of, like that's the staging of it with a car pulled over in front of him. And the person is holding, well, it's a pistol, but the pistol is of a very distinctive type. I'll explain. The post reads, "Tonight, Officer Arnold conducted a traffic stop in the area of Sharon Boulevard and Country Club Drive. During the stop, he contacted Joshua Buntello, age 26, and discovered he was concealing a black powder Derringer inside his waistband."
Oh, wow.
It's a single shot, yes. I guess. I can't quite tell. Maybe it's a double. Single shot black powder wood frame flintlock pistol.
Looked like
pistol.
It's from like 1800s.
Yeah, it looked like the kind of thing that you would buy as a display from what, Civil War or Walt Disney,
right,
or something. And I'm just thinking, stowed in your pants? In your waistband? I would never put it. I mean, okay. And the post goes on, "While these types of firearms may appear antique, they are still classified as firearms under the law. Although firearms are generally legal to possess inside your home, California," of course, "California requires a concealed weapons permit to carry a black powder pistol."
Wow.
"To carry one in the manner that Joshua had it concealed." Josh, maybe he's just doing a Facebook Marketplace transaction.
Maybe.
Anyway, although you can't sell guns on Facebook, I think. Also, you know, pets. It's a weird one. They got all these weird rules. Joshua was arrested without incident and booked into the... Well, I don't know if it's without incident. Anyway, Joshua was arrested without incident and booked into the Madera County Jail for illegal firearm possession of methamphetamine. Okay. The rest of the story, he probably thought it was a revolver. reminder, concealing any firearm, including black powder or antique-style guns, is subject to the same legal restrictions as modern weapons. The Madera Police Department takes unlawful weapon possession seriously, as shown by this post, because public safety is our top priority. If you have information about illegal weapons or suspicious activity, please don't hesitate to contact us. You can always remain anonymous. The reason I bring this up, the comments.
Oh, boy.
So, guy gets arrested for a concealed carry of a flintlock, black powder, wooden single-shot Derringer pistol, whatever you want to call it. Top comment, 710 likes. "When your girl says she's home alone at 8, but you got to defend the Alamo at 9.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, another comment, 530 reactions. "The serial number is a single digit." Another one. "Bro was trying to end Blackbeard on his way to open Davy Jones' locker." Let's see. "Pulled over for noise violation, screaming something about the redcoats are coming." another one. "All right, count to 10, then turn and fire."
Oh, my goodness.
"Is this guy related to John Wilkes Booth?" "I'm your Huckleberry." Let's see. "Was he pulled over in a stagecoach?" "Was it a Wells Fargo?" Somebody says, "Oh, my God, I was belly laughing reading these comments on his way to shiver his timbers." "Huzzah! What treasure lies neath yon carriage seat? A pistol no larger than a nobleman's thumb, surely forged from mice or the dueling of squirrels."
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, these are funny. "Legal question, when transporting on horseback, are ye required to separate the cap and ball from the powder horn?" Anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. It made me laugh a little bit. And "At dawn, we ride in the Yankees." It's okay. We'll move on. 437
The British 16, are coming. The 20, British yeah. are coming.
Since we're in the realm of stupid human news, I feel like we go down this route. About to offend somebody, but that's okay. Don't mind. Once in a while. Not my goal, but it does happen. John, what percentage of adult Americans make use of astrology, tarot cards, or fortune tellers at least once a year?
50%.
Oh, you overshot. 30. 3 in 10, oh, according to the Pew Research. Yeah, so which is simultaneously horrifying and reassuring. It's
all
only
at
a third.
Same time.
Once a year.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's only a third. Overall, according to Pew, about 2 in 10 U.S. adults say they engage in at least one of these activities mostly just for fun, while 1 in 10, that's 10%, if you're keeping track on your scorecard at home, say they engage mostly because they believe the practice gives them helpful insights. So 10% think that tarot cards or astrology or fortune tellers gives them useful guidance. Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Only about 1% say they rely, quote, a lot, end quote, on what they learn from these practices when making major life decisions.
Okay, that was like a 5-year-old filling out the form there. That's your 1% right there.
It's a $2.3 billion industry in 2024 spent on...
You missed your calling.
The psychic services industry.
You missed your calling. Psychic.
Is that an IRS line in your tax? That's a code, you know, for...
Ooh.
I wonder. I bet it is, really. Okay, so here's where things get, I don't know, odd, if so far we're, because I'm kind of reassured that only 1% really rely on it. I'm personally not a user of any of this stuff. It's one of those cases where I take the Bible a little bit more seriously than some people do, and I just figure, I'm not going to dabble in the witchcraft, you know, I don't do fortune cookies, I don't do astrology.
You don't eat the fortune cookies?
Oh, I eat them. I don't read the thing.
You just read it.
No, I don't
throw
it away.
You just read it.
I don't know. Everybody I don't need to read the scroll that the witch put in the, you know.
You're not reading the fortune cookie properly.
How
so? Probably upside down.
No, you don't know the old fortune cookie trick?
I'm all ears.
Open up your fortune cookie, look at the little white piece of paper, and whatever it says, at the end of it, put in bed.
Oh, yeah. No, I've heard that. That's right. I've heard that.
What?
And no.
What?
You were made a very interesting person today.
In bed. John's face.
Okay.
It makes it much more entertaining.
The stars have fascinating things in your future.
In bed.
See, that's the now you get it.
See, now, you're making fun of me.
Youngster John.
Ancient Chinese secrets.
There you go.
John's got traffic on the fives, John.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free, even delay-free right now. That's so nice and easy to say. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, wrapping up the big expose we're doing on astrology this morning. biggest astrology fans, again, according to a Pew survey, about, younger adults, and especially younger women, are more likely than other major age groups to consult astrology or horoscopes. According to Pew, about 4 in 10 women 18 to 49, that's a big range, 18 to 49, say they believe in astrology. The what? 40%? That compares with about 3 in 10 women 50 and older and about 2 in 10 men under the age of 50. Biggest astrology fans, this was the one that caught me by surprise. I don't know what to make of it. About half of LGBTQ+ adults consult astrology or a horoscope at least yearly, roughly twice the share among U.S. adults overall. Pew found that 2 in 10 LGBTQ+ adults say that when they make major life decisions, they rely on at least, quote, a little on what they've learned from a fortune teller, tarot cards, astrology, or horoscope, a considerably larger share than any other demographic group. Who doesn't use astrology, tarot cards, or fortune tellers? The survey found that adults age 65 and up, those with high incomes and college degrees, well, none of this is surprising, and those who identify as politically conservative, that's me, are less likely than other adults to believe in astrology and engage with tarot cards and fortune tellers. So I don't know what you make of it, but it's fascinating.
At least read the fortune cookie, man.
No.
Yes. Or have someone read it to you.
You know, everybody's got their odd little beliefs, and that's just, I don't know, when I became a Christian, that was just one of those, like, you know, I'm not going to do this, this, and this. And it's like my dad. My dad thinks that you shouldn't wear a hat when you're praying or when you're inside eating. Like, that's just, he's older, you know? So if I'm inside, I take off my hat at dinner, you know?
Right.
Not because I need to.
Way.
Yeah, right. But, or same thing, like, you know, if I'm wearing a hat and I'm praying, I always feel weird. So I usually take it off.
Yeah. Right.
Just, it honors my dad. I don't believe there's anything really biblically to it exactly, but, you know, it's just a way. And this is sort of in that same category.
Oh, okay.
You know? Tarot cards more on the, you know, Ouija boards, all that stuff. That's on the more, well, because, I mean, look, if you believe in spiritual things, you believe in spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can believe in miracles and God and demons and angels, then you can believe in witches and witchcraft and psychic and, you know, I mean, you can, you don't believe it's good. if you believe in prophecy, right? So I just don't dabble. Don't dabble with things I don't understand and might have some reality to it. Why take that risk? For me, anyway. 8:59 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Oh, no, that I have to save that for tomorrow. I have a good story about how manliness relates to using a straw.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully it's not a paper straw.
It's actually very interesting, but I cannot do this story in 30 seconds, so it'll have to wait till tomorrow. It's
clearly not.
What's that?
Clearly not.
What was the first comment?
30 seconds.
No. I don't know how we've... How about we finish on a serious note? It's Memorial Day.
Yes.
And if you are lucky enough that you don't personally know somebody who died in a foreign conflict, died in a war as a veteran, I'm sure you know somebody who did. And just, you know, maybe say thank you, say I'm sorry, say, you know, hey, I'm here for you if you need to talk, just whatever. Just be aware that today is a hard day for a lot of people. An important day, but it's a hard day too.